Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 55 years old, and I have been on the Balance of Nature for quite some time. I'm very healthy for my age. You know, I try to live a healthy lifestyle, and the Balance of Nature is definitely a part of that. I do work as a physical therapist, and I do actually some personal training on the side. So I've come across supplements, products for the 30-plus years I've been in the industry. And, you know, Balance of Nature is truly one of the best. I don't take a ton of supplements, but I take Balance of Nature because it's real and it works.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
War, the Patriot Act, turning citizens into suspects since 2001. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Not more than about 30% of the people is really totalitarian. And that's something that is observed time and time again. I don't know if you're familiar with the experiments of Solomon Asch. Solomon Asch was a psychologist who did some experiments shortly after the Second World War, in which he showed to small groups of about 8 people one line who was about 30 centimeters long, and then 3 other lines. And the first of these 3 lines was about 10 centimeters long, the second was 120 centimeters long, and then the third one was about 60 centimeters long. So it was clear in one glance of an eye, it was clear that the third line was the line that was equally, that had the same length as the first one. And that was what Solomon Asch asked to these small groups of participants, 8 participants. He asked, what do you think? Which line have the same length? And the first seven of the participants actually were collaborators of Solomon Asch, and they were all instructed to give the wrong answer. They were all instructed to say that line one and that two lines were equally wrong, who were absolutely not equally long. Upon hearing that the first 7 participants all gave the wrong answer, of which a blind man could see that this was wrong, the 8th participant, in 75% of the cases, gave the same wrong answer. So it was really amazing to see.
Wow. Really, I mean, that experiment shows so much. I mean, we've talked a lot about experiments on this show, but giving the wrong answer that you can completely see right in front of your face, it's obvious. But people go along 75% of the time with somebody that gives a wrong answer just to go along with the crowd. Wow. Welcome, Kate Daly Show here. I got quite a show for you today. I got Patrick Wood coming on in the next hour. And in this hour, we're going to talk about so many things. I want to talk about January 6th and Stuart Rhodes. I want to talk about some things we have to be aware of moving forward, the people that fight for this country, so demonized. And I want to play a clip for you, too. That's a great clip in understanding how to deal with everything going on right now and how to deal with other people. that don't understand. You know, I made a statement in a local hour and I said, people are inherently good. They're just not inherently bright. Well, it's the truth. We're finding that out. I do think people want good things. I do see that in people, but they're just not inherently bright. They don't ask questions. We don't ask enough questions. And when somebody feels so differently from us, they don't ask us why we feel the way we do, which would open a door for learning. They just clamp down and want to stay in their camp of, I call it the CNN camp. It's I got to stay in this camp because I got to be part of the group. Because when we're more individual, we actually might start to think a little bit more. But when you're in a group, forget it. Forget it. We all get dumbed down to the lowest level of the group. That's the truth. And it happens to some of the best of us. I mean, you'll find yourself in a group and it's really hard to be the one guy, that guy, you know, that doesn't agree. Dr. Ben Carson will be on Tuesday. And so we'll be interviewing him on Tuesday. And I'm glad he's going to come back to the show for another visit. And so many guests next week. It's going to be really fun next week, too. And I'm excited to have Patrick Wood on. Because really and truly, I want to talk about people being inherently good and what we're up against in this mass psychosis that we're in. That clip was courtesy of Professor Matthias Desmet, who brings up that experiment a lot, the ASH experiment, because it's so important. So important. And right now, I want to talk for just a moment about Stuart Rhodes and about the situation there, because it's really scary what they're doing. Okay. Everybody in this country should be asking themselves, if somebody's arrested, did that mean that they actually did harm? Did they actually do something? Because what's interesting about this arrest is how late in the game it was, right? Because they really had to find something. But even more interesting is what they're pressing him with, right? And it's this: the seditious conspiracy indictment following the November 3rd, 2020 presidential election, Rhodes conspired with his co-defendants and others to oppose by force the execution of the laws governing the transfer of presidential power on January 20th. This is what the Justice Department wrote about him. He conspired with his co-defendants and others to oppose by force the execution of the laws. And then, of course, they have to add governing the transfer of presidential power. Okay. Did they? He didn't even go into the Capitol. He didn't even go in the Capitol. And so you have to think about this sentence, because this is what they wrote. Okay. The Justice Department, beginning in late December 2020, via encrypted and private communication applications. They took over his phone, knew exactly what he was texting, stored it, kept track of it, analyzed it. Wow. Rhodes and various co-conspirators coordinated and planned to travel to Washington, D.C., right? For the certification of the Electoral College vote. This is what the indictment alleges. Rhodes and several co-conspirators made plans to bring weapons to the area. Sounds kind of ambiguous. And did they? Made plans to do it. Did they do it? To support the operation. What do you mean the operation? What operation? You're looking at some texts. You're trying to decipher what's in them. Probably talking in code a little, I'm sure. Because we know that our text messages are being looked at all the time, right? And how sick is that? Roll yourself back for a second and see how sick is that. The co-conspirators in this case, right? The co-conspirators then traveled across the country and were in Washington, D.C. And did they go after him for having a gun, a weapon of force? Did they? No, none of that's in the charge. It's thought crime. It's we infer that you wanted to do this. so we're arresting you. Whether you agree with what Stuart Rhodes says or not, you better look at why he was arrested. That's the important thing here. Why and how he was arrested. Because it doesn't add up. And what he said in his encrypted message was, we aren't getting through this without a civil war. Too late for that. Prepare your mind, body, and spirit. Well, that could mean 10 years out, 5 years out. What does that mean? That means that he has a thought, and now the Justice Department, it tries to act like they have to have ESP to figure out what he wants to do, is going to do, like a psychologist. That's what the charge is built on. It's really sick and twisted. They say he spent money on firearms. We all spend money on firearms. Now that from here on out will be tied to events that could play out that the FBI plans. I mean, really? They say the week before he bought 2 night vision devices. So what? It just happened to be a week before he bought a night vision device. The thing took place in the daytime. How do they know it was even correlated? Because they have to project that it was, infer that it was, come to a conclusion, an assumption that it was. That's the damning evidence. What did he actually do? What harm did he do? What did he actually do? They couldn't come up with a charge. He didn't actually do anything. Nothing came of that. But they arrested him and his friends anyway. It's really sick and twisted and very Gestapo in this country. It doesn't matter whether you like Stuart Rhodes or not. Simply does not matter. The fact is he was arrested on bits of information that they tried for 2 years to put together to try to make it look like he did something wrong. That's what a stretch it is. That's how sick our FBI is becoming. It's how sick the Justice Department is. It's a real reflection on that. Do you guys remember when Snowden, who I have different thoughts on Snowden, by the way. Anyway, I have different thoughts. Anyway, he's still alive. That should tell you volumes about Snowden. But anyway, when he actually was showcasing like the training guide, the NSA agents infiltrating and disrupting alternative media online. You know, there are so many programs, and we know that the Pentagon trains agents all the time to kind of glob onto media people and try to, disrupt messages and try to place misinformation, disinformation. We know that there are people that show up to the events, even though they're not supposed to, back in the 2000s, not supposed to do this. Said they never would do that. Oh, no, we'll never put somebody in a place just to gather info on what these patriots are doing. Oh, yes, we're so dangerous, right? Give me a break. But it's the way they're going about it. And don't think for a second that they are not out there in a huge number. That doesn't come from paranoia. It comes from the fact that they're doing anything and everything they can do. And it's already been evidenced that there are many, many people trained to befriend, to be part of a group, to run for office, to be part of the media, to be part of everything that we do. And really, it's about entrapment is really what it is. It's called building a case. Just like they did to Stuart Rhodes, it's building a case. It's trying to get in there to get information. And that's the sick part about where we're at right now. So we are completely demonized. In Canada, they're really stepping it up a notch. They were urging Canadians to report suspicious internet behavior, anything that has to do with we don't like our government and our laws are not okay, anything like that. Of course, it can't just be we're unhappy with our government. It has to be anti-government. See how they do that? Anti. You're an anti-vaxxer. You're an anti-government. No, it's just people throughout the ages that understand what government's all about and how cruel and wicked it could be and calling him on it. But there are more. There are more NSA agents, Department of Defense agents, CIA agents that are more than happy to double as friends of the Patriots and be that covert and that sick in trying to demonize their fellow citizen. Wow. It's out there. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Are you looking? Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel all right when you hear the music ring.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I'm really happy you're joining me today because Pat Wood's coming on, and that's technocracy.news. And he's always got fantastic things. We're going to talk about mass psychosis and free speech and all the rest. But make sure you get over to MyPillow.com, please. They are having a sale of the century, and you got to take advantage of this because I'm sure you're going to have birthdays and weddings and everything else you need the presents for, and not to mention yourself. But get the best sheets on the planet, the kind that my grandma used to have in her house, which I absolutely loved and had a hard time finding for like 20 years. I found them. Who knew that MyPillow would have them? MyPillow and that great quality, and the MyPillows you can snag for $19. They are so worth it. You can stop snoring with the green label or blue label pillow. Yeah. And also just all their products, the bathrobes, the slippers, you name it. But go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate right now and get their after Christmas sales because they're that good. MyPillow.com, make sure and put the code word Kate in and you'll get the most savings. And you'll also be helping Truth in Radio. Isn't that great? So I just wanted to mention, you know, back in about 15 years ago, they started kind of making things known a little bit that they had the Talon program. You guys remember that? The Talon, and also the, I think it was CIFA. All these programs where they were really busy, the DOD, collecting info on Americans. And back in 2008, or 2009, they merged the office of the CIA and the FBI so that they could conduct business here. Because remember, it was illegal to do that for the CIA, but, you know, made it a little more legal, even though they'd been doing it the whole time, made it a little more legal. Because Obama was in charge of that and made sure they merged offices, shared information and everything else worked together, really. Then you just have two faces of what's going on. But the fact that they have been, really acting very anti-American, and I think act like entrappers, is how they get this information, what they do with it, because a lot of it is thought police stuff. Right. And I'm under the belief that you have to actually do something in order to have some sort of circumstance where they're able to charge you with something. I know. What a freak show, right? I am. That I would think that you actually have to do some harm. But this is what they're doing to Stuart Rhodes. And this is what they're doing to anyone who wants to gather, wants to talk about government. Now you're an anti-government. Now you're a threat of some sort, even though you're not saying or doing anything. And this is how we're treated in America. And the people that take these jobs for government from the Department of Defense and do these kinds of things to their fellow man, I feel sorry for them. I really do. I really do. Can you imagine a life like that? That's your job? Entrap other Americans that care about their country? Because you can't attend an event with real true patriots and not walk away really understanding that there's a lot of people out there that care about this country and they care about it going down the toilet. And that's it, right? But like, for instance, when they were pressed to have some of this reporting come out, they did release one report. And out of the 1,131 incidences that they actually put in the report, let's be real, only 263 of those 1,100 were protests and demonstrations. And 751, the lion's share of those, were not protests or demonstrations. That was just eavesdropping. That was just collecting information they had no warrant for. That was just government being the Gestapo. And then out of all of that, only 100 of the 1,100 were not in the United States. But you know they started doing this right after 9/11 because the excuse was, into the door, oh, we have to make sure no one's plotting anything else, even though we all know our government was in on 9/11, right? So it was more about saying, we need this to find and go catch the bad guys that are here from other countries that want to do us harm. But only 100 of those incidences that they actually reported in the report, the Talon report, were actually out of the country. People are out of the country. And so it was solely focused on people inside this country, which they weren't really allowed to do without a warrant. We never go back and really analyze any of this. And so when this report came out, why didn't they completely stop doing this? Because they showed that they were really going after Americans that cared about their country. So many people are sitting in political prison right now for caring about their country, not having done anything. That's so sad. Like Schaefer Cox, he didn't do anything. He didn't actually do anything. He was completely framed. He was speaking out about the Constitution. I fear what these people, because they can't do it without people working for the DOD, FBI, CIA, trying to take in information, trying to come up with some sort of case against somebody that loves their country. I can't, I'm fearful for what they will try to do that. And how much they have to trade away of themselves to do that. And how much they sell it to the press and the government sells it back to us to tell us they saved us from something. If Stuart Rhodes didn't actually do anything, he wasn't charged with a firearm, he wasn't charged with anything except just conspiracy to do something. Now we have a problem. Now we have a big problem in the United States. What does this look like going forward? I really fear what it looks like going forward. This is a scary time to love your country. And how sad is that statement? This is a scary time to love your country and be concerned about what's happening to it. You know, you go to these events, and I've been to many of them. I would probably not take your cell phone in because they're doing whole cell phone drops where they can, you know, kind of put an umbrella over the whole thing and take in the information on your cell phone. There are many things I would do if I was being a true patriot and going to these things. I would never bring a cell phone. And I also, when you walk away, you just realize our country's in trouble and there are many people out there with nonviolent solutions. Truly, this show is all about a nonviolent solution. Education is a nonviolent solution. But they're going to try to make it look like we're violent. And now we're going to have a lot more groups, like we said yesterday, that show up as patriot groups, masked to the hilt so you can't see who they are, of course, to hide them, hide their faces. But also to sell you on the idea that it's patriot groups now that are the threat. You know who the threat is? The government jerks that would do this to their fellow American. That's the threat. That's whose souls are dark. That's the people I don't trust. Those are the people. And I, trust me, if you don't think I understand in this business, the infiltration, I do. Let me just tell you that. I do. I get it. I get it. I see all around me. And by the grace of God, I've got pretty good instincts. But we are walking now into a place and time where they've spent 2 years demonizing the Christian gun-owning person who loves their country and doesn't want to see it transformed into a crap hole. And they understand that we've been cooed in our country election-wise. And that is going to turn, that person is now the biggest threat in America. And they're gonna do full court press from now on, because the Stuart Rhodes thing is a good example of how they can twist and turn anything, and I mean anything, into a crime. Anything. Now we have a problem. What are we going to do about that moving forward? Because anytime you gather, man, now you're a threat. If you just gather to chat about it, you are a threat now. And there will be people in that audience, I can pick them out, that look like, they try to look like everyone else. Usually they come alone, or it's two guys coming in together that suspiciously look like agents, try to blend in, and they're really just there to listen and gather information on the people. I think that's so sad, isn't it? So what can we do? Don't bring your cell phone. Don't be so overt about it. Just gather in small groups, because this is how people have always, in a very nonviolent way, just like they did in East Germany, where they walked around the churches and they were in groups of 10 and 20 and they kept it kind of low on the down low. That's the kind of thing you have to do to be able to understand what's going on and to be able to warn others and educate others. And I would not go to a big event in DC. I would not go where you know that the FBI has planned to be there and look like a bunch of patriots. Because odds are now you'll be part of a false flag. And that false flag will be perpetrated, sadly, by our government. And you would then be one of these people in these awful predicaments that went to go see just the electoral process, took some selfies, and are now sitting in jail for a year or more without a trial. So I don't want that to thwart people gathering, because we have every right to gather in this country. But we need some lawmakers and elected officials too that start turning the tide on this and making it very criminal for the government to go after people, to go after people. And I really mean that. Trying to put a case together on somebody for two solid years, trying to put a case together on Stuart Rhodes, really? And that's all they could come up with. But see, people will see the charge, but they won't see what they're not charged with. And what they're not charged with is the big key and secret to this thing, is that they aren't charged with doing anything. He didn't do anything. So how does that fly? And you think, how can I be living in a country that can do that? This looks like China. Well, it takes a lot of active Department of Defense, CIA, NSA, a lot of people that look like you and me, that start to befriend and start to be part of these groups and look like they're there as a concerned citizen. And this is why we always say, kick up that spiritual means of feeling and understanding, that little nudge inside that says something's wrong. Because we have to be able to weed out those individuals that are desperately trying to make money by going after their fellow man and trying to make a case. If you have to try that hard, there's no case to make. But they're going to do it. They're going to try hard. So I just wish we were so aware of the magnitude of which they're doing this, and the texting which they're looking at, and everything that they're storing. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go.
The right to peacefully assemble is in the Constitution of the United States, and it protects the rights of the citizens of America. And if the government is violating this, they are violating the Constitution of the United States.
Amen. Amen. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much. Yep. Right on the money. And that's why they're a danger. They're a threat. These CIA, NSA, FBI guys that parade around incognito, they are a threat. They are the bad guy. How would you like to be the bad guy in life? How would you like to be that guy at the end of your life? I was the bad guy that tried to entrap my fellow man for speaking up against abuse. It's out there, though. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When they're running down, if you When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me.
Welcome back, Kay Daly Show. Isn't that true? Yeah. Meet the fighting side of me. Swear. Welcome back. And of course, if you don't have Balance of Nature, I'm imploring you to get it at this point. I've gotten so many calls from people. The only way you can get mild version of a flu or cold or the other version is if your immune system's down, mild or heavy. And so build your immune system up. What are you waiting for? Get Balance of Nature. It is incredible. Everyone that I know that takes it for a long time, and even just a short while, months, they're not getting sick. It is amazing. So please, please get balanceofnature.com. Just incorporate it into your food budget. This is a product that you must have. It's 31 fruits and vegetables a day, and you'll love it. It's amazing. Please, I'm imploring you to get it at this point. Put in the code Kate. When you put in the code Kate, you get the most savings they have, 35% off, a whole third off, and free shipping, and they'll ship it out immediately to you. Just try it out. There's even a money-back guarantee. Just, you have nothing to lose. Just try it out. My gosh, in about a week, week and a half, you'll start to feel the difference. I want to play something for you. This is really so good, and I've just got to play it. This is talking about the situation that we are in right now, the mass delusional psychosis. And this comes from Chris Langan. Love this. He really dials it down, and how we deal with people is going to be really important in this. Here we go. Chris Langan.
2019, it seems like forever ago. The precursors for mass formation psychosis is you have to have a situation in which the population is decoupled from each other. They don't have social bonds. Everybody on their little cell phones and everything else, okay, where we're fragmented into our communities, Facebook communities and other things. Yes, there are tribes, but we're now in a situation where there's sub tribes. Everybody's fragmented. Nobody's feeling connected, okay? There's got to be a lack of sense-making. The world has to somehow not make sense what's happening in the world. It just seems to be overwhelming. Things don't make sense. Remember how we were all kind of thinking this back in 2019, and we had the elections and what was going on? Clearly, there's big forces at work there, and nothing made sense. This leads to free-floating anxiety, which is the source of the greatest psychological pain. And my wife, for example, experiences this all the time. Many people do. So for her, she has this chronic sense of anxiety. She wakes up in the middle of the night, suddenly alerted to some thing that she's been dreaming about. So this sense of free-floating anxiety, things don't make sense. We're no longer connected to each other. And we also have free-floating discontent, that things aren't right and I don't like it very much and I'm not sure where to put my finger on it. A lot of us had this feeling. Now think about what happened when the virus broke out. The world obsessed over this virus. Suddenly, every software person in the world was an expert on molecular virology and epidemiology. I had to deal with them, you know? It just, we all suddenly became obsessive experts, spending all our time on the media trying to figure out what the heck is going on because it didn't make sense. And we're trying to protect our children and everything else. When these conditions happen and then the entire population gets focused on one thing, it forms something akin to hypnosis, where all they can think about, they're totally obsessed with that one thing. This is what happens with hypnosis, is you can hypnotize somebody and get them to focus on just one little tiny thing. And you can do surgery on them, they won't feel it. This is a fundamental phenomena of the human mind, is this ability to become hypnotized by focusing all of your attention on one small thing. Once that happens, people lose their ability to have rational thought and judgment. Even if you weren't obsessed, you had all this fear porn coming at us all the time, 24/7, through every channel. Now, was this intentional or was it just selling clicks? There's a lot of signs that there was an intentional component here. that we're sitting in a situation in which we have been actively managed psychologically by some entity that has financial benefit or power to gain from doing this. This gets to the point about global totalitarianism. But regarding mass formation psychosis, once this happens, there's two key things. Everybody gets focused. They have this fusion of their discontent, this focus on a thing, and then leaders step in that sees this moment. And when they're identified as leaders or they're promoted as leaders, and the crowd can see no evil, they can hear no evil, they can speak no evil, and those leaders can say anything. It does not have to be true, and the crowd will believe it. Furthermore, with this kind of process, mass formation psychosis that we saw in 1930s Germany, and we've seen in other situations, outside the centers, anybody who says something that is contrary to the narrative must be attacked. These situations must have a common enemy. This was well described in the 1984 book of George Orwell, where there was this constant threat of the Eurasian forces. They were nebulous. One never really knew where they were or if they were going to attack, but they were always used to drive fear in the crowd. So this crowd now that's formed has central leaders that are lying to them all the time, like Tony Fauci. And as you see, there's a narrow world in which those people that have been hypnotized in this way, you can tell them until you're blue in the face what the data are, what the facts are. You can show them video clips of Tony Fauci lying. It doesn't matter. I was in Tampa the other day, and a physician asking questions came up in the line, brokenhearted. She has many other physicians and medical professionals in her family, and she's disaffected from all of them. And she said, it doesn't matter how much information I provide to them, how many papers I provide to them, what data I provide to them, they can't hear it. And it's true. They literally can't. They are hypnotized. This has happened all over the world. It's been actively promoted. It is the consequence of all this censorship and propaganda that we've been subjected to. And when it seems to you that the rest of the world has gone mad, the truth is they have. Okay. And the question is, what can we do about it? So I spoke to Matthias about this, about where does he see this going? And it's really a bit grim. He thinks that this mass psychosis has developed to a point where the global totalitarianism is unavoidable. It will sweep over us. We're seeing it in Austria. Number one, they're locking down during the holidays. And they say, you will be vaccinated. Now, that flies in the face of the data, which shows the vaccination won't stop the spread of the virus. It doesn't matter. They will impose the vaccines on you. They're talking about doing this in Germany. They're talking about all kinds of mandates in the United States, like you say, including for the children. Think that through, okay? So this is happening, and Matthias believes that it's now to a point that it is going to progress through the population, whether we like it or not. We have to continue to try to provide information, accurate information. There's a couple things we can do. We can substitute the fear of the virus, which is irrational, for a greater threat. We can break through to people if we help them to understand that what we're seeing is a coordinated global focus on deploying a global totalitarian solution. Totalitarianism is a bigger boogeyman than the viruses by far. Losing control to Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum and BlackRock and Vanguard is a bigger threat than SARS-CoV-2 is for you or your children by far. Okay? And people can hear that. They can see it. Matthias has tested it. And you can break this fusion in their minds if you give them something that's even of greater concern, which is loss of their freedom. When you make it clear to people that they're on the threshold of losing their rights, They get activated. So this is one topic area that a lot of people get. And often the breakthrough thing is they're going to force my kids to take the jab. And suddenly people wake up with that one also. But the problem is all those underlying things haven't been fixed. The real problem, to be blunt, is that our society is sick. It's sick in a bunch of ways. And I think the only thing that can come out of this to get us away from that, to start to heal us, is this idea of think global, act local that is behind intentional communities. Meanwhile, while all this crazy is going on in the world, the rest of us that are able to see through for whatever reason, maybe because we got fired from our job or we experienced mainstream media first person and realized how corrupt and twisted that world is, or maybe we experienced big science and all the corruption within big science in a very brutal first-person way. Things have caused some of us to be able to be a little more skeptical about what's going on in the world. So we can't get beyond this if we don't find some way to heal ourselves. And I think we got to start that healing process locally. The message that I've been trying to promote in these various speaking engagements is a message of healing, not division, and of trying to empower people to start building local community, telephone call lists, you know, work through your church, whatever your organization is, build on that. Find physicians that will administer early treatment. I think that now is the time to build local community, start to form networks with each other. We're providing information to older people who are often home alone, scared, and not able to access the internet. There's a few courageous leaders politically in a lot of scared chickens. Basically, the Republican side is unified that these mandates are wrong. Now, we're having trouble breaking through the other side, but angry moms, I think, may be the thing that saves our democracy. So there is hope. But we've still got a long way to go. But I think we've seen some significant progress. So I don't want to leave everybody thinking it's all doom and gloom.
Interesting. Mama bears and a bigger threat. A bigger threat might be the key. I know for me, it's been long 2 years trying to get good information into people's hands that totally rejects the narrative they've been hearing, and sometimes headway and sometimes not. But with a bigger threat, could that be the thing that finally breaks through the hypnotic behavior, the thinking coma that people are in right now? Quite possibly. So I really like that. That came from CTMU Radio, CTMU Radio on YouTube. There's a lot of videos there that you can watch and interviews, Robert Malone, everything else, but CTMU Radio. Encourage you to subscribe to that. And you know, I hope that made a lot of sense. I'm going to go ahead and post this right into show notes right now so that you can share this and probably record it, put it on a SoundCloud for the show as its own piece. But there are things we can do. And I loved the go with the bigger threat. Maybe they'll respond. And mama bears, certainly, when it comes to the kids and forcing things on our kids, they could have lifelong problems. And you guys, you can't undo it. That's the problem. And as far as SCOTUS goes yesterday, I'll again say this. They never, ever coughed up to the fact that we were in an experiment. They said it was okay to be in an experiment by saying that the healthcare industry, which there was no proof for any problem there, that they could be mandated. That's big. That is a huge problem from yesterday's SCOTUS announcement. That does not work in our favor for the future, right? Because they basically said it's okay. Nuremberg aside, it's okay to be in an experiment and force people to do it without any proof. And with loads of proof that it's dangerous. So we didn't exactly win yesterday. We think we did, but I don't know what a win that was, gliding over that. Very true fact. So we have a lot to worry about with that. So maybe the bigger threat, maybe that's a really good idea right now. And just focus on that. I'll be right back with Patrick Wood from Technocracy.News. Don't miss this. Be right back.